After going dark during the pandemic, Woodside Musical Theatre is back with a new name and new production, staging Bright Star 2 weekends in October at the Woodside High School Performing Arts Center. Formerly known as Woodside Community Theatre, the nonprofit has been around in one form or another since 1957, and organizers said they are thrilled to continue the tradition of putting on musicals with a combination of old and new faces working behind the scene and appearing on stage. For this show, Gary Stanford Jr. is artistic director, a role he has filled before. Ditto for music director Brett Strader. New to the production side is vocal director Renee Lubin, who spent more than 33 years performing in Beach Blanket Babylon in San Francisco. Jason Mooney, Billy, Ali Cotugno, Lucy, and Jepoy Ramos, Daryl, perform in Woodside Community Theater's upcoming production of Bright Star. Courtesy Mark Bowles. Co-producers Darlene Batchelder, Mark Bowles and Donna Lossie, who met as parents at Woodside School decades ago, are back and joined by Brenda Jackson. Don Caluzzi returns to do lighting, and Akio and Steve Patrick are on the job again to build a major set piece, a moving cabin where a 10-piece bluegrass orchestra will sit. Lossie said the company is renting many of the other set pieces, furniture, props and costumes from the Broadway tour. Written and composed by actor and banjo player Steve Martin and singer-songwriter Edie Brickell, Bright Star enjoyed a successful run on Broadway and on the road. The musical is inspired by a true love story and revolves around complicated relationships that unfold in North Carolina in 1923 and 1945. From left, Adrienne Harrow, Mama Murphy, Catherine Bonn, Alice, and Jason Engelman, Daddy Murphy, perform in Woodside Community Theater's upcoming production of Bright Star. Courtesy Mark Bowles. Rehearsals are underway at Hillview Middle School in Menlo Park, a convenient commute for two cast members, teachers Kara Connolly and Jessica Ross, and Hillview music director Richard Vaughn. Vaughn has acted in many shows, but this time is playing cello. It's not so convenient for Catherine Bonn, who drives in from Santa Cruz to play one of the leads, Alice. Other leads include Jack Bloom as Jimmy, Jason Mooney as Billy and Michelle Schroeder as Margot. A lot of people have taken time off, moved away, or have older kids, Lossie said, explaining why there's been some turnover in the cast since the group's last show, Monty Python Spamalot, in 2019. New in the ensemble this year, for example, is Christine Burke, who is also known as Miss Wheelchair America 2022. Shows are scheduled for October 14 and 15 at 7:30 p.m., October 16 at 2 p.m., October 21 at 7:30 p.m., October 22 at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and October 23 at 7:30 p.m. Understudies will be filling the main roles at the matinee on October 22. Tickets range from $25 to $55 and are available online at woodsidetheater.com/bright-star-tickets or at the door at 199 Churchill Avenue, Woodside. To receive a discount, guests can use the following code, see Icebox. From left, Adrienne Harrow, Mama Murphy, Catherine Bonn, Alice, D'Artagnan Riviera, Mayor Dobbs, Kenny Silberberg, Stanford, and Jason Engelman, Daddy Murphy, perform in Woodside Community Theater's upcoming production of Bright Star. Courtesy Mark Bowles.